KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. First, let's take a look at wrestling action from last night. Plenty of meets around the area in a four-team meet at AHSTW High School in Avoca. It was the Vikings winning three matches last night. AHSTW beating Southwest Iowa 54-22. AHSTW downing Tri-Center 57-12. And the Vikings beat East Mills 57-12. East Mills down Southwest Iowa 37-36. It was East Mills over Tri-Center 36-24. And Southwest Iowa beat Tri-Center 54-29. Also in a four-team meet at West Monona last night, Logan Magnolia dominated. The Panthers beat Audubon 69-9, Loma over Riverside 57-21, and it was Logan Magnolia over West Monona 51-21. Riverside defeated Audubon 45-33, Riverside over West Monona 42-33, and it was West Monona topping Audubon 51-24. Also in the action at Mount Air last night, Red Oak wins a pair of matches as they defeated Mount Air 77-0. Red Oak beat Maryville 51-10. Maryville over Bedford Lennox 42-39. Maryville over Mount Air 48-24. And Bedford Lennox defeated Mount Air 54-18. Also in action last night in a double duel at Denison, Glenwood defeating Denison 70-11. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 72-6. It was Kemper Catholic over Denison 57-20. Four-team meet at Missouri Valley last night saw Missouri Valley beat Clarinda Academy 73-6, Mo Valley over Maple Valley 72-10, and Missouri Valley a 72-9 winner over Woodbine. Woodbine defeated Clarinda Academy 42-24. It was Woodbine over Maple Valley 60-24, and Clarinda Academy downing Maple Valley 37-36. Also in a meet at Coon Rapids Bayard last night, it was Trainer over Griswold by a final of 60-12. Trainer beat CMB 49-18. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Griswold 48-12. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Trainer 40-36. Coon Rapids Bayard over CMB 46-21. Also CMB defeating Griswold by a final of 33-18 last night. And in a double duel at Southwest Valley High School, it was Southeast Warren beating Nottoway Valley 78-0. Southeast Warren over Southwest Valley 50-24. And Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley 54-6 in wrestling last night. Now to basketball. Boys hoops first as the Atlantic Trojan boys basketball team picked up a quality win Thursday night over Nebraska Class C2 second-ranked Elmwood Murdoch by a final of 63-56. The Trojans used intense defense to change the game in the third quarter as the Trojans trailed by 2 at the half, but they outscored the Knights by 10 in the third quarter to build a lead that they would hang on to down the stretch.
I thought our 1-3-1 defensive change mid-third quarter was the real difference. We're down 36-31, and all of a sudden the game got sped up on their end, and I think it led to a 15-0 run, I believe is what it was. And that ended up being the difference in the game because then once we get up 10 or 11, we maintained it there for the most part.
That's Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins, who really praised the hard work by his team on the defensive end of the floor to change the pace of the game and to force turnovers from the Knights.
I thought Jackson Eaton and Chase Molnix did a great job out front. In our wings, Austin and Garrett get a few touches. We didn't turn them over the first half. And we're not a man-to-man pressure turnover type team. So our ability to change tempo was the ultimate game changer.
Austin Alexander led the team with 19 points on the night. Alexander said it was a good test to play a team that they were unfamiliar with.
It's kind of tough. You don't really know players. You haven't heard about any of them. So you just kind of have to trust your coaches, and that's what we did, and it worked.
Garrett Franken finished with 18 points and 8 rebounds on the night. Franken talked about the halftime adjustments that made the difference.
Talked about getting in the pressure gaps and put more ball pressure on the ball and limiting them to one shot on defense was good for us because we were able to get the rebound and push in transition and score easy buckets.
Well, the Trojans were also strong from the free throw line. They made 17 of 22, including 12 in the fourth quarter to seal that win. Atlantic improves to 10-4 overall in the season. They'll be right back at it tonight at home against Red Oak in Hawkeye 10 play. Elmwood Murdoch was led by 16 points from Zach Rust as the Knights suffered only their second loss of the season. Elsewhere in boys Hawkeye 10 conference basketball last night, Harlan defeats Denison 67-51. It was Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 71-32. Kemper Catholic topping Newell Fonda 97-44. Sydney upends Clarinda 63-53. In boys Western Iowa conference action, IKM Manning over Audubon 62-43. Underwood downed Essex 83-42. From the Pride of Iowa conference, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Nottoway Valley 80-66. East Union beat Orient Maxburg 65-46. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Denison over Harlan 46-36, Lewis Central topping Thomas Jefferson 63-49, Newell Fonda beat Kemper Catholic 67-61, and it was Sydney over Clarinda 63-53. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat Audubon 67-38. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 61-31, East Union over Orient Maxburg 64-29. In men's top 25 college basketball, Jacob Evans III scored 21 points and led number 19 Cincinnati's second half surge in an 86-78 victory over number 24 Xavier on the Bearcats' home court. That ends the Musketeers' streak of three straight wins in their annual crosstown rivalry game. Also in the top 25, Nigel Williams-Goss scored 25 points as undefeated and third-ranked Gonzaga routed San Diego 79-43, clearing one obstacle to a possible number one ranking next week. Gonzaga has the nation's longest winning streak at 21 games. Also last night, it was number 7 Arizona picking up a win over Washington State 79-62. Number 9 North Carolina had a season-high 14 three-pointers, walloping Virginia Tech 91-72. Number 10 Oregon beat Utah 73-67. The Ducks are 19-2 on the season. Also, number 21 St. Mary's picks up a 66-46 win over San Francisco last night. Second-ranked Kansas coach Bill Self says a police investigation of an alleged rape at his team's dorm has given him no reason yet to discipline any players. Self has acknowledged that the investigation of the alleged attack last month of a 16-year-old girl has become a major distraction heading into Saturday's showdown with number 4 Kentucky. No charges have been filed, and police have not publicly identified any suspects. 5 of Self's players are listed as witnesses on the police report, by Self's definition, meaning they could have information about anything that happened before, during, and after. An American basketball player's eye popped out of his socket after he was poked in the face while going for a rebound during a game in New Zealand. Akil Mitchell, a 24-year-old former University of Virginia forward, was playing for the New Zealand Breakers in a game against Cairns on Thursday when that accident happened. The game was stopped for 15 minutes while Mitchell was treated by medical officials, with his teammates left visibly upset by that incident. Cairns won the National Basketball League game 94-81. On Friday, Mitchell said he had no vision impairment and he won't be watching any videos of that incident anytime soon. He said his teammate Paul Carter really wanted him to see it, and he said, "I just can't do it." Mitchell said, "It kind of makes my eye throb a little bit just thinking about it, so I don't know if I'll ever be able to watch it." Mitchell told the local newspaper that he could still see from the eye after it had popped out of his socket, saying the sensation was probably akin to a chameleon and how they can see in different directions. Well, the Northern Iowa women's basketball team hopes to set a new attendance record in the McLeod Center tonight when the Panthers host Drake in Missouri Valley Conference action. Both those ladies' teams are 8-0 in the league race.
We have a lot of respect for Drake. We expect it to be a great basketball game, a great environment. It is free admission. Wear purple, the power of purple. We are begging people to come out.
That's Panther coach Tanya Warren, who says Drake may be the best offensive team that they play this season.
They score in a variety of ways. They can score in transition. They can score in the half court. They score off of second chance points. They shoot the three well. They are as good as we've seen offensively. They're every bit as good offensively as they were a year ago, and probably a little bit better.
UNI won the Valley regular season title last year, while the Bulldogs have finished second the past 2 years.
I think it's just a tribute to both programs, to our fan base here in Iowa. But it's a fun rivalry. It's full of respect. It's one that, this is why you play the game, and I know we're going to be just really excited to focus on our game.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik, who says the Bulldogs seniors will help them handle the pressure of the league race.
They're not focused on an end result anymore. They're focused on just enjoying this process and getting better every single day and just really having fun playing with each other, playing with their teammates. That, I think, is the difference, is we're not chasing anything. We're just trying to stay as present as possible and just really enjoying each moment.
Baranchuk says it is two familiar foes, and it'll just come down to which team plays the best.
You know, there's nothing they're not going to know. There's nothing we're not going to know. It's just getting out there and being able to compete and to just have fun playing. I mean, that's really the reality of it.
It's only the second time in Valley history that two teams with 8-0 league records have met up in the regular season. Well, Tiger Woods is back in action on the PGA Tour for the first time in 17 months, and the rust is showing. Woods is playing in the Farmers Insurance Open in his return to tour play after two back surgeries. Woods has won 8 times in his career at Torrey Pines, which is hosting that tournament. Woods stumbled to the finish, coming off back-to-back birdies to reach 1 under par. Woods followed with 3 straight bogeys and then a double bogey when he hooked his tee shot into a ravine. A birdie on his final hole gave him a four over par 76 in his first PGA Tour competition in 17 months. Woods was 11 shots behind Justin Rose, who shot 65 on the easier North course. The Olympic gold medalist fired a 7-under 65 to hold a one-shot lead over Canada's Adam Hadwin. And in racing news, Michael Waltrip says next month's Daytona 500 will be his final NASCAR race. Waltrip is a 2-time Daytona 500 winner, and the February 26th race will mark his 30th career start in the Great American Race. The 53-year-old Waltrip retired from full-time racing after the 2009 season. He has continued running in restrictor plate races since, including Daytona and the first Talladega race last year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.